we gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Town just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk Radio, 1010 MOX, the Big Ten, Meridian's News Talk. Welcome back to the morning show. Is number two of four big hours. Bill Smith in with you, along with
Dumpster Dog and
Paul Tarver.
It's the Paul Tarver special, folks. And glad
you're
here.
Sound like a train. The Paul Tarver special.
That's right. 693-189-1693-1010. Those are the numbers to call if you want to be part of the program. And we'd love to hear from you this morning, and we'll be around until 10 o'clock. And Dumpster, I'm looking for a good place to eat breakfast this morning.
Well, let me tell you where to go, and that's Jean's down on Front Street, 2114 Front Street, to be exact. Mm-hmm. They serve breakfast every morning down there from 6:30 until 10:30, and then they start those lunches, and they're great, too. So if you can't make it for breakfast, try one of those lunches or do both. But right now, get a good start on your day. Go on down to Jean's. They're waiting for you right now. They've got those grits. You know about them. Creamy, smooth, slow-cooked, homemade grits or crispy hash browns or home fries. Eggs prepared exactly like you like them, and those biscuits are made from scratch. Homemade right there in the kitchen. Pancakes light and fluffy, and Royal Cup coffee. It's great. And you'll have a good time, get a good start on your day at Jean's Restaurant. You see everybody in town down there at Jean's. Head on down there now. When you go in there, tell Miss Diane that we sent you from the morning show. That's Jean's Restaurant on Front Street.
Well done, Dumpster Dog.
Thank you, Bill.
Paul Tarver, the
yes,
guru, is in with us this morning. And
man, I'm having fun. I'm feeling better.
Tell them what we're doing this morning.
Well, we're talking about Southern music. I'm, you know, if you ever been out there, you ever felt like that moment when somebody's telling you that you're not right or that you're not thinking the way you ought to think,
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling that sort of bow up in you?
Sure.
I'm convinced that we're on the cusp of a scientific discovery that there is a rebel gene that is found deep within nerve cells within people. And this rebel gene is not regional or anything else. You find dominant and recessive traits associated with it, but it tends to make you want to bow up. Mm-hmm. And I know it's on the nerve cells because it tends to bother me most when I hear stuff that drives me crazy or somebody gets on. You ever heard somebody say, I get on that last nerve?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a Southern term, and that's all about this gene. And so I think we're right on the verge of medical science coming along and saying, we have discovered the rebel gene, and it's in a nerve cell.
Well, I think Lynyrd Skynyrd had that rebel gene, and they, when they wrote "Sweet Home Alabama," they put it down on a track. in response to Neil Young's Southern Man.
That's similar, that's what we're doing, and I've been feeling that way, and I'm feeling that there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way,
and they were Neil Young fans.
So today I want to express some of that through some of that rebellion through my music, and hopefully it'll make all y'all feel a little bit better too, and make you want to tap your toe and all that kind of stuff. And that having been said, we need to do a disclaimer, because we are going to be playing some music that will make you want to tap your toe. And if you're driving to work, particularly if you're on the highway or something like that, when you tap your foot, you tend to want to press the accelerator. And
look
when you
out.
Press the accelerator, then your speed mm-hmm. tends to go up.
Be careful.
And I happen to know for a fact that Sheriff Siley, the High Sheriff of Lauderdale County, knows what this kind of music can do to you. So I don't want you to get out there and get some, ink wrote up on your name, and then call out here and try to give Bill a hard time because it's his fault.
Right.
We're going to give you a disclaimer.
Because that won't be a defense.
No, that's not. Ignorance is not a defense, and neither is enjoying the music. I've tried that.
Getting
it don't
in the
work.
Mood, toe tapping is not a defense.
That's
in the
right.
Court of law.
So consider this your one and only warning and disclaimer. Do not. Let your toe tapping affect your speed on the highway, because the high sheriff will be on the lookout for you.
Especially so, because I'm sure he's listening.
He's listening, and I'm sure he's having trouble because he want to toe tap himself. I just want to tell everybody that you can't call out here and complain to Eddie, and you can't complain to Bill. They're not going to pay you a ticket. I'm just telling you up front, okay?
All right.
So that having been said, one of the things I want to do is I want to get the message straight. What I want to make sure is that everybody understands what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing about Southern music, is the fact that it says what you want it to say, and there ain't a whole lot of illusions and a whole lot of poetry associated with you trying to figure out what they mean.
It's not deep.
No, they're going to say what they mean, and they mean what they say. And
I want to ask you back to the Rebel Gene.
What?
If I may. That's universal. You find it?
I find it universal.
You could find that in Minnesota.
You could. I know some Rebel hearts from upstate New York. I know Rebel hearts from California. I mean, they're
you hear
everywhere.
That, Hank Jr. song we played at the end.
I'm not even absolutely sure that not everybody has this gene. It's just more dominant in some people than it is in others. For example, there are some ways to spot people with high levels of the Rebel gene. Did you know that?
No.
Right.
Well, first of all, there's a chance for reddening of the dermis between C1 and C5 vertebra.
Whoa.
There's a tendency, one of the other things you'll find is a tendency toward coarseness, including a high probability of calluses.
Ooh, okay? I've got that.
They have an increased desire to do it themselves.
Got that too.
They have a strong attachment capability to their living environment or their friends or family.
Check.
They have a tendency toward stability and the ability to get back to that stable point after tragedy.
I hope I have that.
They have a clear distinction between right and wrong, and they fully accept that there is a higher power that's guiding all this and keeping all of it straight.
Check.
One of their recessive traits, or one of their tendencies that they have less of, is the fact that they have a reluctance to pay for a $5 cup of coffee.
Okay.
They have a high distaste for frou-frou foods. Okay.
For example,
it's purdy on a plate,
or if you can't pronounce it,
okay, or it's from some country you never heard of before,
well,
that's what I'm calling a frou-frou food.
I can't
French
that
food
one.
In particular, with the exception of French fries, probably qualifies.
French fry.
By the way, there are
French food.
Well, there are, in fact, speaking of the French, I believe there are evidences of French people having this gene, although it is extremely rare. There is a marked loss of flight instinct. Have you ever heard of that fight or flight syndrome?
Yes.
Most of the people with high levels of this gene do not have a high flight instinct. They will fight. It don't matter.
Stay and fight.
They will stay and fight. There ain't no running.
They'll stand their ground.
Tend to, yes. They have a high probability of that. And they have a reluctance to give respect until it's earned.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you how serious I am about this. I'm convinced that George Lucas, when he wrote Star Wars, actually knew about this gene. Okay?
What?
I'm convinced that when Star Wars was developed, he knew about this Rebel gene. Think about it. The Rebel Force, okay? And the Force itself was all in people who had Rebel genes. Think about it. Even Darth Vader was sort of a rebel.
He didn't agree
with authority very well.
Right.
But all of the main characters were rebels, right? And they all were strong with the Force.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking the Force is his understanding of this Rebel gene. Okay.
How about that,
okay.
Dumpster?
Now,
yeah.
I'm telling you, this is some heavy stuff, and
well,
y'all might have to think
Luke
about
Skywalker
it.
Especially Luke Skywalker now. I mean, yeah, he...
I'm telling you.
He had it bad.
Obi-Wan was the rebel of all, you know, and Yoda, come on. There is no try. You do or do not. There is no try. I mean, how rebel does that get?
Right. Well,
okay. Somebody obviously wants to agree or disagree with me. Why don't we take this call, and then we're going to play some music because I'm tired of talking.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Good morning. I want to know if Paul Tarver will call my boss and get an excuse for me to stay home this morning so I won't have to get a ticket.
There you go.
Can you do that, Paul?
I told you, we can't get you out of the ticket, and we probably can't get you no excuses from your boss.
Oh,
but you might be able to call your boss and ask him if you can turn the radio on when you get to work.
Well, now, that would be an excellent idea, but you need to call Jim and tell him that she's going to stay home today and listen to Paul.
I just figured out who this is, and I understand. I might may have make that phone call.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Miss Ann.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate
That's
it.
That's one of my good friends, Miss Ann Kaysen, down there at Service Master. She's right. Good people.
Well, call the head man. Call the head knocker.
I'll have to hook up with him.
Get it done, Paul.
Well, look, before we go any further,
rebel
I done explained the rebel gene. I done explained how I'm feeling these days, but I want to put out the final, you know, the best out of all of this. This is one of the best overviews of how Southern people in a general sense feel, okay? So I want you to play track number 8 for me, and then we're going to get into some hardcore stuff. And we got Lynyrd Skynyrd coming. We got Molly Hatchet coming. We got ZZ Top coming. We got all this coming. And so if you're going to work, find you a little radio or something when you get there because the best is yet to come.
Backwoods, put me on a lake with a biggin on the line, put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I ain't trading in my family's safety just to save on a little gas. And I'll pray to God any place, any time. And you can bet I'll pick up the phone if Uncle Sam calls me up. You do your thing, I'll do mine. Hey, how worry about me? You just worry. That ain't what my daddy did. And I sure know the difference between wrong and right. You know, to me it's all just common sense. A broken rule, a consequence. You do your thing, I'll do mine. Hey, hi. On working hard, make my money the old-fashioned way. I don't want a piece nobody else's pie. If I don't get my fill on life, I ain't gonna blame no one but me. You do your thing, I'll do mine. You ain't gonna be
your best.
So much blues and country influence in that song.
I'm telling you.
Well, we also need to mention the fact that you heard in that song one of the finest piano players, Billy Powell. Yeah. And there's a notice in the paper today that he passed away. And so our hearts go out to the Billy Powell family down in Lynyrd Skynyrd, folks. We'll miss him greatly because there's some of the finest piano playing around.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
He survived the plane crash.
Yeah, he was. But you know, he's always had heart problems.
Did he?
Yeah, he's had a long history of heart problems. According to paper, that, you know, that was not an unusual thing, and apparently it was his heart.
He was the one after the plane crash that did all the press interviews and kept everybody updated.
Yep.
A real spokesman for
the band. He was also one of the strong proponents of the reforming of the band to do the reunion tours and to try to carry the band forward.
Right.
More as a tribute from his point of view. Mm-hmm. But it turned out that Johnny Van Zandt, who stepped in and took over Ronnie's place after Ronnie was killed, turned out to be such a strong, you know, it's amazing that that family has as much talent as it has. I mean, you had Ronnie Van Zandt. You had Donnie Van Zandt, who was with 38 Special, which we may hear some of that later. And then you had Johnny Van Zandt, who came in and took the place of his Ronnie in Lynyrd Skynyrd. And now, I don't know, I guess you've heard me talk about a group called Van Zandt, which is actually Donnie and Johnny recording together. And it's classified as country, but I'll be perfectly honest with you, a lot of country, what's considered country today, considered Southern rock 20 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
You know. Before that, we heard, in case you wondered, we heard You Do Your Thing by Montgomery Gentry. And it's probably the most clearest definition of, you know, you do your thing, I'll do mine, and we'll be
all right. All right, now where does all this reactiveness, I mean, especially in the song by Montgomery Gentry, where does it come from?
It comes from that independent spirit. It comes from us wanting to be able to have some control of our own lives and our own destiny.
Well, I mean, is it, and, you know, is God it Southern people? Us, I mean, does it go back to the Civil War?
I
mean,
no, I don't think it has anything to do with that. If you look at the pioneers, if you go all the way back to the Mayflower, I mean, the reason people came to the United States to start with was to get away from people who were oppressive. Well, what's oppression? Oppression is when folks is telling you what to do and you don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If somebody's telling you something to do and you agree with it, that's not oppressive.
Do you think some Southern people are reactive or maybe overreact?
I don't think you can qualify that to Southern people. I think there are people in general. There's a lot of people that overreact. You know, one of the things I always found interesting is the fact that, you know, while everybody pointed their fingers at the South for years about racial divide, I'll be perfectly honest with you, you don't hear very often about race riots down here.
Mm.
You hear more of that happening, you know, in heavy urban populations up north. You know what you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
We've been living together for 200 years.
Yeah.
We've had to learn how to live together because we're neighbors. You know?
Well, let's catch this call. Good morning. You're on the morning show with the guru, Paul Tarver.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I need you to help me get the word out about something.
Okay.
We have had to postpone our Kentucky ham meal.
Oh no.
I know, but it's for the community's sake. We just want to make sure, instead of being rushed about some stuff, that everything is fixed like it needs to be, and the sidewalk's back, because, you know, we would hate for some elderly people to come in and have a spill or a fall. And
that's right.
You know, there's no point. It's still going to be good and all, so we're just going to postpone it to March 3rd and 4th.
March 3rd and 4th.
It'll just be better.
That's
right.
Well, let it get a few more days for that ham to age.
And think about it. And
that's right.
That's right. Anticipate it.
That's right.
Yeah, think about it.
Make you wait a little longer.
That's great.
We've had a lot of businesses, like shift work people especially, purchase tickets already. And all that's still good and fine. Just change the day on your calendar to March 3rd and 4th. And if you're a business that we've come and put up signs, we're still going to come around and check them ourselves. But if you would go ahead and just mark through that and put March 3rd and 4th, that sure would be a big help to us.
Okay.
And like I said, we just want to do it for safety's sake, and we appreciate everybody. And it's still going to be still calm, and we're going to still keep talking it up and all, and we appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate y'all, everybody at First Christian Church, we look forward to it every year. And now it's going to be March 3rd and 4th.
That's right. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday.
Kentucky ham meal.
Yep. You're going to have to go like we always have, you know, where you can, if you don't want to come in and eat or you don't have time, you can come through. And pick up a plate and everything, mm-hmm. or come in and eat. And we have that at night when you can come. If you don't want to cook supper on a Tuesday night, come eat and all kinds of good stuff.
We are looking forward to it, Donna.
I'm liking this music.
Thank you.
My girls barrel race, and they have a man from Madden that teaches them, has always taught them. And he loves Molly Hatchet to the point that he actually has bloodhounds, and one's named Molly and one's named Hatchet.
Wow, really?
Well, yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Donna. Thanks for the call.
There's one.
That's right.
All right, Lynyrd Skynyrd, do you know how the band got its name?
Yeah, it was the name of their high school shop teacher.
P.E. teacher.
P.E. teacher.
That they disliked.
But so they misspelled the name with the Y's, replaced all of the letters with Y, so that it was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's right.
But it actually, you know, it really set them apart. I mean, their name didn't look like anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't. I don't want the whole thing to be about Lynyrd Skynyrd, because I could do a whole show on Lynyrd Skynyrd. I got to tell you, I was telling Bill in the break, mm-hmm. you know, Four Walls of Rayford's probably one of the best blues songs I ever heard in my life.
Right.
Mr. Banker Please is one of the second best.
Yeah.
Mr. Banker Please Help Me Bury My Daddy. You know, I mean, that's as bluesy as it gets, you know.
Sure.
I ain't got no house, I ain't got no car, all I got is this guitar. Help me bury my daddy. You know, that's blues,
right?
Okay.
Yep. Ronnie and Van Zandt was influenced by a lot of folks.
You know, the man had a lot of depth for not a lot of musical education. He and one of the things is he wrote about things that he knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I'm planning, and I hate to give people a teaser, but in, you know, I can't do it in this hour, but in one of the next 2 hours, we're going to play the Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play some of that kind of stuff. So we got some great stuff coming up in the next couple of hours. So don't turn your radio off. You get to work, talk to your boss and let you turn the radio on, because it's going to be good and you don't want to miss it. So I don't want to leave anybody hanging there. We are, you know, the time just goes so fast in here. But, you know, she brought up a band that we ought to recognize Molly Hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
We probably ought to talk about Molly Hatchet and probably ought to play some Molly Hatchet.
Where is Molly Hatchet from?
You got me. I looked up every one of these bands, and I had all this in the front lobes of my head, and it just went when you asked me that question.
I was thinking Florida at first, but...
No, but somebody call in to tell us. But, you know, it's a great song that they got and everybody loves. And so I think we ought to just go right to it. So why don't you play track number 12? It needs no explanation. And maybe we'll next hour we can talk some more about the independent spirit. How about that?
I'm driving down the road, my friend.
MOX 1976.
I was fixing to say, when was the last time you heard Molly Hatchet on WMOX?
I think Brother Ed or Billy Rock played it.
Ow!
Back on the morning show, Paul Tarver.
I'm having fun. I don't know if y'all
are. I have
to
say, this is all Southern music that I've heard so far, anyway.
What? You saying I got good picks so far?
All Southern music.
I'm telling you, Molly Hatchet's hard to beat.
Now, listen, we've got just a few seconds here, but coming up next couple hours, what are we going to get into?
Oh, man, we got I got Atlanta Rhythm Section. I got Lynyrd Skynyrd. I got ZZ Top. I got 38 Special. I got Edgar Winter Group. I got Blackfoot. I got Allman Brothers. Wow. I got it all with me, and we're probably not going to be able to play it all, but I'm going to do my best to put in as much as I possibly can. So keep your radios tuned in and plug into the 10,000 watts AM amplitude modulation, and it's going to make your day a lot better.
You're listening to the Big Ten, Meridian's News Talk, MOX.
Get loud, him be